This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
Scientific American recently conducted a study that found newspaper closures are linked to partisanship. The publication used voting data from across the country over a four-year period. I'm going to read you a quote from Scientific American. As local newspapers disappear, citizens increasingly rely on national sources of political information, which emphasizes competition and conflict between the parties. Local newspapers, by contrast, serve as a central source of shared information, setting a common agenda. Readers of local newspapers feel more attached to their communities. Unless something is done, our politics will likely become ever more contentious and partisan as the media landscape consolidates and nationalizes. And Will, you are the former newspaper reporter on this panel. Your thoughts as you read through what Scientific American found?
Oh, certainly agreed. I mean, who is taking up the mantle of local reporting as local newspapers and newsrooms, such as the one in this town, have diminishing resources, have fewer reporters, have less money to do this job? More and more folks are turning to what they find on the screens on their phones, which might be fine and convenient, but it doesn't include this aspect of local news, or is not as much as it used to. And I can think back again to my own newsroom that has been on the decline as far as the number of members and journalists in the past. And when you have fewer of those folks and less of that knowledge and less of that effort, you just do not have the level of service that you once did. And you have folks that are not as informed as they once were. And so whether having to leave it up to the cable network television stations, which are fine for a level of news and so forth, but you lose that local news source, and it influences your overall mindset about your view of the world or politics or what have you. So I think there's definitely a detriment to this when we don't have that service that has been here for so long, but just in recent history it's been diminishing and it just continues. And I think we're suffering from that as a not as much as an informed society as we once were.
Yeah, and I think, you know, particularly one of the quotes that you said, Rich, you know, in it is that, you know, local newspapers are about, you know, informing about the community and kind of building a community and creating connections within that community. And I think that that's an area that people are just not as informed in as we once were due to all these local closures, right? We can watch the national news, but that, you know, it's a big picture, right? You get big picture, often simplified, especially when you start thinking of cable news, right, which start to become somewhat polarizing, right? We know, you know, that's the case. And then if you don't, you know, complement that or supplement that with your local news to build those community connections, I think it starts to paint the world in an us versus them type situation where there's a right and there's a wrong. And it's not so much about kind of that's not how life works, right? We can see that when we're getting information about our local communities. We see that we're in this world together, right? When we're getting that local reporting, which you just can't get when you're trying to cover an entire nation, you know, in 30 minutes, an hour, even, you know, 24-hour, you know, the 24-hour news cycle, they don't have that level of minute details that I think we really need to help bring communities together to, you know, overcome some of this polarization that we're seeing.
I'll say to that point, I agree. There's certainly a disconnect when you don't have the local newspaper that and the newspaper always had aspects about it that you can't just find picking up your phone or watching a newscast or a podcast or whatever it is, however you get your news or watching or reading social media. Your newspaper had not only the stories presented from the day from your area on the front page, turn inside, read the national news. Sometimes if the national news was prominent enough to be on the front, but you also had an editorial, right? You usually had an unsigned editorial or an editorial board addressing something that was surely local that people were concerned about, whether it's their way of life, whether it's how much taxes they were going to pay, whether it was how the infrastructure was maintained. And that was particular to them. And that's definitely missing. And when you don't have that connection, people subscribing and being involved in this community societal conversation, and it's limited to whatever these larger businesses and conglomerates and news agencies can provide, there's definitely something missing there.
Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with a business making money, but I think part of the problem has been on the national and local level is that owners have started to treat newspapers as profit centers.
Right.
And that's where, you know, some of these problems have started to come in. Even, Will, you mentioned local editorials. A lot of places are afraid to air or print local commentaries or editorials anymore for fear of offending someone, offending a potential advertiser. And so you start to lose these little aspects that really, as we're talking about, made these news organizations, in particular these local newspapers, really so important to the community.
I mean, it was always an unspoken rule that there was a division. You know, you don't cross the wall between editorial and advertising. And where had worked for years, we had editorial on the second floor and the ad folks and the ad sellers and representatives on the first. And occasionally I might get leads from those folks because I covered business and economic news. But other than that, they were in no way to influence what I was doing on my job, and I not no way to influence what they did on their job. And again, I think we see this kind of withering away of this responsibility of writing an editorial. An editorial is not basically to necessarily just to take a stance on something, but to inform your public and basically give them something to think about and something to consider. You could disagree with the editorial. You could disagree with the point of view. But the point of it was to show, to take a stance and to get and to generate some conversation and people to care about whatever the issue is that you were talking about or addressing.
Yeah, hopefully civil conversation about issues that are of importance to the community. Sure, the news reporters would cover particular issues, but I think it was important back in the day for the local media, whether it be a newspaper or a radio station or even a TV station, to perhaps have that editorial component and take a stand on an issue of importance, again, to sort of generate some conversation, some dialogue, some civil conversation.
Yeah, and I think one of the important things that was happening in those editorials, because, you know, I think, you know, on like MSNBC and Fox News and even CNN, right, we get editorials to a certain point, but their editorials
it's
on
more
the,
like a scolding almost.
It is
sometimes
a scolding, but it's on the macro level still, right? When I think about these local newspapers, when I was a kid reading, you know, the editorials, you know, sometimes you would get multiple different points of view if there was a more contentious issue, but it was always grounded at the local level. How would it affect your community? And you would hear from people, you know, sometimes the editor, sometimes people in your community. Right. And I always remember we had letters to the editor all the time in the Erie Times where I grew up, you know, and you would get to hear a variety of local opinions. And I think that that is so much more meaningful to create a good dialogue than to be scolded at through the television, which isn't a two-way conversation. You know, I think when you have the local editorials, that was, you know, even if it was about a national issue, they localized it. Right. It was about how it would affect your community. And I think that that would help create debate. It would help foster conversations that you could have, you know, around the dinner table with your friends when you were out, you know, wherever it was. And I just think that that's something that we're losing. I think the lack of localization of news stories is also important. We've talked before about local newspapers, the ones that do still exist are struggling. And, you know, part of that is reduced staff members. And I think a lot of times, you know, news stories are kind of being reprinted from the AP or like their parent company who owns, you know, larger ones without taking that extra step to have the journalists to go and actually localize it, right? How is this bill or this law or whatever happened going to affect this community?
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.